Hey everyone, I'm Chaney from JJ Tech Time, and this is just a quick bonus episode talking about my experience with setting up an OTA antenna indoors with a Fire TV. Let's get started. So to give you some context, Locast, the streaming service that would allow you to view OTA channels over the internet, shut down because of a legal dispute with TV broadcasters. Unfortunately, this meant that a lot of people that would view OTA channels for free through Locast could no longer view OTA channels. An antenna company called Antennas Direct saw this as an opportunity to give away 1,000 free antennas to the first 1,000 people that emailed their support saying that they were one of the people that were part of the Locast shutdown. And by that, I mean they were a member of Locast, but unfortunately, they lost access to their TV channels because of the Locast shutdown. Fortunately for me, I was one of the first 1,000 people to contact the Antennas Direct support page, and I was one of the people that was eligible for a free Clearstream Eclipse indoor antenna. But the only thing about getting the free antenna for me is that the reason I used Locast mainly is because I couldn't get great TV broadcast reception with just an ordinary antenna. So when I set up the antenna, I got no channels whatsoever, even though I'm within the rated 35 miles of distance between my house and the broadcast towers. Fortunately, a family member of mine has great OTA reception, so I tried out the antenna at their house, and it worked really well. So I permanently set up the antenna at their house, and I tweeted a couple of pictures saying that the Clearstream Eclipse works really well with a lot of TV broadcast towers. At their house, I was able to get 48 stations with very little interference on only a select few of them. The rest of them were clear as could really be. It was a great antenna, and especially for me getting it for free, it was amazing what kind of a deal I just got. So when I tweeted the picture, I decided to tag Antennas Direct so that they could see my good luck with it and possibly get a little bit of a promotion on my end as someone who replied to Antennas Direct. And in terms of the Twitter algorithm, in theory, that would allow me to get some more analytics and all that kind of stuff. But I'm not going to get too in-depth into that here. But anyway, I tweeted the photos, and Antennas Direct totally loved what I was doing, and they shouted me out. It was pretty cool to just see how sort of down-to-earth they are and how they really liked that I was having a good experience with my free antenna. So one more thing before this episode ends. I just wanted to let you know that I am considering actually writing a review or maybe even doing a video review of this antenna. It seems to be a really good antenna for most people as long as you're somewhat close to broadcast towers. But let me know if you want to actually see a review of that either in the post comments or YouTube comments if you're watching this on YouTube. Anyway, I'm Chaney from JJ Tech Time and this is Chaney's Tech Talk. Thanks for listening.